Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Don't live your life on hold with online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you're all very, very, very welcome back. World famous brain hacker, mentalist and entertainer, Keith Barry. He's a new book out. It's called Sleep Hacks. He offers tips on getting better sleep, applying the principles of science and the techniques of hypnosis to achieve the shut eye of your dreams. Keith Barry, welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Improving your quality of sleep is what it's all about, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I realised a couple of years ago, you know, as a hypnotist for 25 years professionally and 33 years in total, I've been hypnotizing people. And the last two words I say to them is sleep deep. And I was thinking, I've put loads of people to sleep, like thousands of people to sleep. And then I've helped people with their sleep problems as a hypnotist as well. And I thought, well, actually, I should put all of these different hacks and techniques that I've accumulated and designed over all that time into a book. So hence the book exists.
Putting them to sleep in entertainment form, you mean, on
both
stage?
So both in entertainment form. But a lot of people don't know. Like, I've done a lot of one-to-one work and group hypnosis as a therapist as well since I'm 23. So, you know, for, again, the past 25 years. So I've done both, obviously, on stage. On stage is very different, right? So on stage, I'm very open about this. On stage, you know, when people are hypnotized on stage, there's a group dynamic, there's a performance aspect to it. But here's the actual stats. Now, a lot of hypnotists don't want me to tell you this, by the way. So I'm giving you the inside track. Like, if somebody's on stage, a group of people are on stage, very quickly, I believe 30% of them, like, so a third of them, they're just playing along, right? But they're playing along good enough that the audience are going to have a great time and the audience doesn't know the difference.
Exactly.
Then a third of them think they're hypnotized. They're not really hypnotized, but then a third of them are. And that third, you could actually create sleeper agents. You could do anything with those third that are fully, deeply hypnotized. I actually hypnobirthed. Here's the evidence. Here's the evidence of how hypnosis is so real. I hypnobirthed my wife for the birth of her second child, Braden, because she had a traumatic birth on the first one, Brianna. And ultimately she said, I don't want an epidural. And I said, well, I'll just hypnotise you. It's fine. Hypnobirth is a real thing.
What did the medical people in the room
they thought I was crackers, right? Because I was standing there talking her into a hypnosis and into sleep during the birth. She wasn't fully asleep, but I brought her down into kind of an alpha theta brainwave state and then ultimately anesthetize her from the waist down. So no epidural, nothing. It's a real thing, you know. Like even in France and in America, they're far ahead of us here. They're using hypnosis for open heart surgery and things like that simply because...
For smoking, it's a common one, isn't it?
It does work. You know, Tony Sadara is a mentor of mine. He's 83, still working out of his house in Cabinteely, an amazing hypnotist. And he's gotten more people than I care to mention off of cigarettes. An amazing hypnotist. So it's great for hypnosis, it's great for anxiety and great for sleep as well, you know.
I want to say, because people are very sceptical about hypnosis, there is clinical research on it that says there's substantial research evidence that hypnosis can effectively reduce physical pain. And that's clinical psychologists and professors and so on.
But here's the interesting thing about pain. So a lot of the reason that I wrote the book Sleep Hacks is due to pain. Like I'm one of... somewhere between 33% and 47% of the Irish population suffer from chronic pain. That basically means they're in pain for longer than 3 months. Man, that's a huge number. Do you know what I mean? 33 to 47% of us here are suffering from chronic pain. I'm one of them, right? So I had a big car accident in 2007 and I mentioned that in the book. And that really was my epiphany where I needed to really address my own sleep problems. Because after the car accident, I was in so much pain. Ultimately, I couldn't sleep and I didn't sleep for a long time and I had to figure it out. And I didn't want to be taking pain medication. And I heard somebody earlier on, you know, on your show just mentioned that they were using alcohol.
That's right.
Look, you don't want to be using anything if you can, right? You need to get back into that natural rhythm, kick back in your circadian rhythm. So for me, one of the techniques in the book is to help people who've got chronic pain. Listen, I'd stay here forever if I told you my injuries, but I'll give you a quick down. So I've got arthritis in my left ankle and my left knee from the car accident. I've got a 7-inch plate, 13 screws in my left leg, so I'm always off. I've got a degenerative disc in my lower back. I've got a cyst in my right wrist. I've got impingements under both shoulders, detached cartilage from my rib cage. and I'm sure I've forgotten one or two others. And I'm getting an MRI today.
It was a very serious crash. You were lucky to survive.
Like, I'm getting another MRI today on my shoulder. So that'll tell you just how much my body's kind of broke up.
Right.
And it was a real serious car accident. Yeah, it was a head-on collision and I was 5 minutes from amputation. But ultimately, the reason I mention that is, you know, the book isn't just about, you know, people out there who think they might not be able to sleep for, you know, one reason or another. It's for people who suffer from pain. It's for people who don't know why they can't sleep. And again, part of the reason that the book is relevant now is I get dozens and dozens of emails every day through my website for different issues and different reasons. And you know, very often I just refer them on to other people that I know that are good. And it's since the pandemic, Oliver, I've noticed there's a massive influx of people that cannot sleep for a whole multitude of different reasons.
Right, yes.
And that's why, look, Rory Best, he wrote the foreword to the book, because when I worked with him a number of years back when he was still playing, the first thing I addressed was his sleep, because as an athlete, they're 20% more prone to injury if they're not getting at least 7 hours unbroken sleep a night. And he'd never gotten 7 hours. So I was like, well, we need to start there, Rory. So he'll tell you this himself if you're ever talking to him. Within 1 hour, I'd fully solved his sleep problems. And he sleeps now. He talked about it last night. I had the book launch last night.
Yeah.
He still sleeps 7 hours.
What did you do in an hour?
So I hypnotized him. And using hypnosis. So basically what hypnosis is, right? And the book is about self-hypnosis. First of all, I would say all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, even though there's audio.
These are the hacks, so you want people to be able to do this themselves.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a three-stage system. So like, I'll talk about the hypnosis again in a moment. But like, the way I addressed it is there's three stages to sleep. One is you have to address your physical body. You have to relax your physical body in preparation for sleep. You can do that through dietary means. You can do that through a visualization for your, you know, to relax your physical body if you're in pain. So the one that works for me might not work for you. So one of the hacks that I use is 2 kiwis a night. I actually do it every night.
Yeah.
Okay, but 2 hours before bedtime, because it releases serotonin into your system. They're packed with serotonin and that regulates our mood and regulates our circadian rhythm. So that works for
but
me.
But you also have the ritual of that, which means
exactly
to you that's
preparing.
Going to be my sleep.
Yeah, you're preparing. Now, there's lots of other hacks there. So, you know, people can pick what they want. And then from section two, the psychological. We all have that busy mind now, right? We're surrounded by devices. The news is going in. So we've got to quieten down the conscious mind. So I've got visualizations there to quieten your conscious mind. So for example, I use every night the glowing orb of relaxation. That's one of the ones that I personally use. But again, you might want to use a different one. It depends on different people. And then the final part
is... What's the glowing orb of?
So just by the action of closing your eyes in bed and visualizing a purple light to begin with. So you visualize a purple light. There's science behind this. What happens is, regardless of whether you're skeptical or not, none of it matters, right? Your brainwave state will begin to slow down from beta brainwave state, which is what we're in now. And we want to slow that down to the alpha, theta, and then all the way down into delta brainwave state. So just by visualizing the glowing orb, you will immediately start to slow your brainwave state down. Then you visualize that going into different parts of your body. So starting with your feet, your ankles, your shins. But then you actively, when you're doing that, you focus on that part of your body relaxing. And you start to relax down your physical body in preparation for sleep. And then I bounce out of there to the hypno-magical, as I call it, which is the hypnosis aspect. I've got audio downloads on my website as well that are linked to the book. So you can listen to my voice if you don't want to do it to yourself, or you can just do it for yourself. So in there, I've got everything from, you know, a dream scenario where you can create your own dreams, lucid dreams, right down to just, you know, I also have what's called the power of the black balloon, where you visualize a black balloon on the top of your head and you imagine your anxieties and your stress from the day going up and filling that black balloon and sending it off into the distance. And the crazy thing is, you know, again, you know, it doesn't matter what your thought processes are. If you actively go through the process and then look, everything needs consistency and discipline. That's what I say.
You
do it once, it's probably not going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you do it for, I say 21 days, 21 days, and you should all see a difference in your sleep.
And the very obvious thing is you have to banish the blue light from your room.
Look, do you know what? Sometimes it's the basics and the obvious. We have to start with the foundations, right? Mm. So, you know, we're surrounded by light. Like, you're stuck in a studio here. Your mind doesn't know whether it's awake or asleep because you've got all these crazy lights going on. You've got red light, blue light. And the number one enemy of sleep is people like watching TV right up until they go to bed, or their screen, the phone.
Yeah.
So not having your phone in your bedroom, or at least turning it off before you go into the bedroom. So if you want to use an alarm, I say don't. I say use an analog alarm. I've still got the same alarm. You won't believe this. I've got the same little analog alarm that I had when I was in college. It still works.
Oh, really?
One AA battery in the back, and that's what I use to wake me up every
morning.
And the
physical bell inside it, which hammers.
Yeah, right. I don't know what it works on, but it's brilliant. And ultimately though, yeah, you got to get rid of the blue light at least an hour before bedtime, because what you want to do is kick in melatonin. that's our sleep
unwinding
hormone.
We'd call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but around the world, right, a lot of people take melatonin as a supplement. Yeah. Weirdly, in Ireland, it's illegal. You can't get it over the countertop, rightly or wrongly. I don't get into that. What I do say is you can do this naturally, and that's what we need to do. We need to kick in melatonin naturally. So one way to do that is turn off your phone and go old school. Get a book. But I don't mean, not one of the Kindles. An old school book, you know, a book like that maybe my book, and read a book before bedtime, but not something too taxing on the brain.
So what is the science on that? Why is the book easier for unwinding than just reading the book on a screen?
So first of all, you got a screen, a Kindle, doesn't matter what you think, even if you have a filter on it, there's blue light going in, so your mind still thinks it's daylight. That's the problem. So you've still got serotonin going on in your system. You want to kick in melatonin. Now, when you're reading a book, and like, for example, what I'm reading right now is Rasputin's biography, right?
Really?
Like, it's huge, but it's really thick, right? It's like a really big book. 4 pages in, what's happening is, like, my eyes are beginning to tire out.
You're never going to finish this book.
Yeah, I'm never going to finish the book, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so bored. And then, that's the thing, you need to quieten your mind. So I have visualizations to do that, read a book, turn off the blue screen before bedtime. And the other thing is, like, just sitting there before you go to bed, just sitting there and chatting with somebody, like the old school, sit at a table and just talk to people, you know? People don't do that anymore. It's crazy to me.
I find one of the best ways to wake up is to get onto your phone and read, because it'll just suddenly...
Terrible for your brain. Oh my God.
Like, smash on the brain.
It's terrible.
New York Times.
Brain.
All the alerts.
Oh my
from
God. On this, give me your phone. I'm going to delete off.
Every morning.
I'm going to delete off the New York Times off of your
never,
phone. For
never.
You.
It's too late. Maybe around January
How's
of next
sleep?
Year.
That's the question.
It's quite good until I start this job.
The stress.
You said something there about you can create your own lured dreams.
Lucid dreams.
Lucid dreams.
Yeah, so a lot of people...
can be lured if you want.
Yeah, you can be lured, lucid, whatever you want, whatever floats your boat. But ultimately...
So you can direct your own dreams.
Yeah, so again...
How the hell do you do that?
So again, it comes from self-hypnosis. When you're in your bed, you would lie there, visualize... So the way I put it in is imagine that you're in a galaxy, right? So it's all about... So I'll just take a back step here for a moment. Your mind does not know the difference, and this is a true statement, between taking an action versus visualizing that action. That's been proven many times. Like, I cited a scientific experiment in the book where they took a number of people and they isolated their right wrist for, I think it was about a month. And ultimately, half of the people whose wrists that they isolated, so they put a cast on their wrist. Okay. Right. So these people had to wear a cast for a month. They had no injury. It was an experiment. So cast on the wrist, half the people visualize their wrists getting stronger. Just imagined their wrists getting stronger. But they were in the cast and the other people did nothing. They're just in the cast. And after a month, the people who visualized their wrists getting stronger, their wrists were incrementally stronger. And there's a famous basketball study and so on and so on. So your mind doesn't know the difference between visualizing something and taking that action. So if you begin with, so what I say to people, and it's hard to describe in just a moment, but ultimately you visualize yourself in outer space, in a galaxy with all the stars of the galaxy around you. And as you visualize this, you begin to slow down again, your brainwave state, and there's a whole kind of script in there in the book. But as you slow that down, you then begin to focus on whatever it is that you want to focus on for your compelling future, right? So you visualize your compelling future. And as you do that, as you visualize your compelling future, as you're floating, because you want anti-gravity, so you want to feel like you're really light in the bed. And then you visualize whatever it is that you want to focus on during your nighttime sleep. So you visualize the dreams, your compelling future and so on. So what will happen here is as you're drifting into sleep, that's what you're focusing on. And then your mind will unpack that. And as it unpacks that, that's the dream that essentially you end up having. And it'll explore that dream, whatever it is you're focusing on as you're drifting away to sleep.
I have a thing which I would call sleep movie. If I'm suddenly writing, you're in bed.
Yeah.
You're writing ideas, jokes for the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too alert. And then I just visualize being on a ship, old ship.
Perfect.
On my own, bobbing up and down. It works every time.
Yeah, well, there
you go. But I've never dreamt about being on the boat. Would that not indicate that that kind of repetitive thing would
become
the dream?
No. So that's why I kind of jump past a step. So the first 5 steps are you visualizing yourself going down a staircase, saying to yourself, I'm relaxed, drowsy, feeling sleepy. So you want to get down into, as I mentioned, that alpha theta brainwave state before you begin to visualize. So you're visualizing in your beta brainwave state. You need to slow the brainwave state down and then pack it in. And when you pack it in an alpha theta brainwave state, basically you're bypassing your conscious faculty and it's going in subconsciously. So so yeah, you need to slow your brain. So you need to read the book and slow
whatever
your brainwave state down first.
There are people looking for tips, and we should say again, you're not a doctor.
No.
Not a scientist.
No, I'm a brain hacker and hypnotist, and have been for many, many years. So,
do they work for helping kids age 10, 11, 12 get to sleep?
But you know what? That's an interesting question. I've got two kids, they're 16 and 12, and many, many moons ago, I created a story for them, which has hypnotic language in it, to help them with their sleep. And I put that story in the back of the book. So in the back of the book, you can just take this story and read it to your children as they go to sleep. And there's hypnotic language that you can use yourself. And I teach about the tonality of the voice. So the tonality of the voice helps. And my daughter, Brianna, my son, Braden, when they were really young, they would just drift off into this lovely sleep from that story.
Would you have told them in advance, look, this is going to have hypnotic language?
No, okay, no. But now, when my son got, I'm going to be very honest about this. My daughter, brilliant. And then, like, even now, she's the European Kenpo karate champion. And she'll tell you, I hypnotize her to help her with that, to help her focus on becoming that. And she's going for the world championships. Now him, he's a natural 12-year-old, because now if I try to do anything with hypnosis, he sticks his fingers in his ears and he goes, la, 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 I'm not listening to your dad.
Really?
So
okay,
that's been honest with you, you know.
You can find the trick for that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone says they've been there with insomnia, so I presume they've recovered. Advice is just to go screen-free for as long as possible before bed. 2 hours in advance. This works for that person. Could you guess why I wake up after about 2 hours sleep and cannot get back to sleep for a few hours? It seems my dreams are waking me up.
It's a great question. So it happens to a lot of people. A lot of people have just really vivid dreams. Sometimes they're nightmares. A lot of people wake up just to go for a pee in the middle of the night, and then people worry about that. Is it okay to get up twice in the middle of it? It's fine. People need to know that they're not, like, we live in such a society where we're so fearful now. Like, we're frightened if we have to go for a pee in the middle of the night. We're frightened of, should we be a carnivore? Should we be a vegan? You know, all this kind of stuff. But anyway, ultimately, back to the question. What's happening is, the reason people can't get back to sleep is because when they wake up, they go back to bed and they start overthinking the next day. That's predominantly it, right? And then a lot of people go onto YouTube. Like, they go on the phone. They do. Like, you know, and what I do is, first of all, I examine people's phones. I say, where are you going down the rabbit hole when you wake up? Delete off that app, and I get them to delete off YouTube or, you know, New York Times, whatever it is, right? But then also I visualizations to get you back into that sleep. So like, I've got, so a good one is the mind wipe, right? So in my TV show Deception with Keith Barry on the Discovery Channel many, many moons ago, I did this experiment where I walked up to this random stranger on the street, put him into a deep sleep. You can find this on YouTube. And I raised his whole memory of who he was, where he was. He had no concept at all of who he was.
Terrifying.
Right? Yeah. And I've done many experiments like that. Like, I actually created a sleeper agent for the Discovery Channel. And by the way, they're very, I suppose, like, that they're very, like, just litigious over there. Like, insofar as they needed to make sure, the Discovery Channel, because of the Discovery Channel, that everything that I was doing was real. So in other words, I was doing what I was saying I was doing. Like, there was no setup. These were real people. Anyway, the mind wipe technique. Inspired by that mind wipe that I did on that guy,
yeah,
I wrote a mind wipe technique for the books for people who wake up in the middle of the night. You're not going to erase your whole memory like I did. But again, it's to erase the thoughts of the day and the thoughts of tomorrow. So and it's very simple. So this is a good hack for people at home. You imagine that you're in just a white room. So when you wake up at night, imagine you're in a white room, four blank walls. And you imagine that you got a tiny marker, like a really small marker, right? And then you just literally, in your mind, you imagine that you're writing the word sleep over and over and over again on that whiteboard. Here's what you're doing. You're activating that part of your brain, A, that wants to go to sleep. But more importantly, you're just distracting yourself. You're distracting yourself from all those busy thoughts. And you'll get so bored, you'll drift back into sleep.
You're shutting off all the worries.
You're just shutting off everything. And I get people to do that time and time again. You know?
Self-hypnosis, hypnomagical thinking, I think you call it. Is it mindfulness and meditation? Is it?
It's a good question. They're cousins of each other.
Cousins. Where,
so meditation, the mind wipe would be close to meditation. So basically meditation.
Prayers would help as well, because it's the.
Yeah. And look, if people want to pray, it's great because it's repetitive. But ultimately, a meditation is designed really to empty the mind completely. Where I come from with hypnosis is, you want to, A, slow the brainwave state down, but B, also, like in the book, you can visualize on your compelling future. You can visualize and explore different parts of your brain. So they're cousins of each other, but very different. And I am a proponent of meditation. Like, I'm a fan of it.
Yeah.
But they are kind of separate things, you know.
Separate things. I want to ask you, Sleep Hacks is in the bookshops since yesterday. Is there an audiobook version of this?
There will be next year. But
someone's asking, would that be a good thing to do, to listen to it?
Yeah, but that's why I already have 14 audio downloads attached to the book on my website. So technically speaking, it's already there. But there will be a full audio book, but it won't be until early next year. I'm just too busy. Can't get into the studio.
You need a device to control audio if you're going to bed.
Well, this is the other thing. You need to have your phone on. You need to have the headsets on and all that kind of
stuff.
There
are issues.
You know? So I prefer you know, just a real book, you know.
Sleep Hacks by Keith Barry is in bookshops since yesterday, published by Gill Books, and live show dates on keithbarry.com.
Yeah, I'm in the TLT in Drogheda tomorrow and next week Galway, and then the final one will be the TF Royal in Castlebar. So yeah, up at keithbarry.com.
Well, enjoy all of that and sleep well, Keith Barry.
I will.